What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's time for BT and Sal to jam it up the A-gap.
Oh yeah, let's jam it up the A-gap after the wild card weekend. The road to New Orleans on the Fan, sponsored by Bet365 and powered by Verizon. The number one thing for me, BT, and we can just take some notes from each of the games or whatever games that we choose to take from here, but the Texans' defense looked legit. So much so that I think they're a live dog against Kansas City. If I felt that Kansas City was vulnerable all year long, and obviously I've gotten proven so far wrong because they just keep winning, but I still feel like they're vulnerable. I'm not just going to dismiss that game on Saturday afternoon. I think the Texans are a live dog. They looked great. They looked hungry. They looked like maybe they could turn a corner after that win and get some momentum. I know it's uphill in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Seems impossible in the postseason, but because of their defense, I give them a chance.
It's not nuts. They are banged up. They're missing some skill positions. We talked about their old line. I remember when they played the Jets, that was a focus. They just make a lot of penalties. It would cause, commit some penalties and a little sloppy back there. This was my second one. I'll stick along the lines of the Texans theme here. Not so much if I think that they can win. I don't think that that's nuts. I kind of hear you on that. One thing that I noticed again is that Houston Texans fans, when they have a pretty good team, they're amazing. Have you been to that stadium for like a Final Four or Super Bowl?
No, I haven't been there.
Okay. It's right next to the Astrodome. You saw the shot next to it coming back from commercials. Yes. It's amazing how small the dome looks compared
to... that's the old Astrodome?
Yeah.
I didn't realize
that. Absolutely. It's still standing.
Honestly, I'm looking at that. I'm saying, man, is that the Astrodome?
It is.
I was like, oh, no, it's probably Minute Maid Park with the roof on.
No, it's still the Astrodome. It's right next to it.
What do they use it for?
Maybe like monster truck mashups. And I think it's just kind of in a state of disrepair. But for whatever reason, they have not leveled it yet.
I'd love to just go check it out. But anyway.
Me too. Okay. I did when I went to the Final Four. I walked up to it. It was pretty wild anyway. And I saw the Bad News Bears. I was flipping through MLB Network the other night. And they had when they went to the Houston Astrodome in like 1980 when the Bad News Bears go to Houston. Like, they actually play in the dome. And it was, like, amazing. Like, because that stadium, I know I'm getting sidetracked, but that stadium was so futuristic. I remember, like, even, like, the Dodgers and the Astros playing in, I guess, 80 or whatever it was, the Phillies. They'd have, like, these fake fireworks on the scoreboard. And now you look at it. It's just so, it's insane how forward it seemed and how antiquated it's become. Anyway, Texans fans are awesome. And you think about, like, the Chiefs fans and the Bills fans, and Dallas gets 100,000 with a sick stadium. The Eagles fans are nuts. The Texans fans are, might be, in terms of knowledge and passion, the most underrated fan base in football. When they're good, they bring it.
Yeah, and you saw that energy, no doubt about it. The other thing for me, Jaden Daniels is, and you heard Baldy allude to this, he's so scary, and I picked the Bucs, and look, the Bucs could have easily won the game, but they didn't. Baker with that costly fumble, and Washington took advantage of the opportunity. I'm not saying I'm going to pick the Commanders to even cover in this game. I don't know where I'm going yet with that. I got to get a gut feel closer. But what I will say is, with Jaden Daniels, I think the sky's the limit. At some point, I expect it to run out with a rookie quarterback, but he is so dangerous against a vulnerable Lions defense based off of what he did in his rookie playoff game. On the road, I think Jaden Daniels makes the Commanders as dangerous as anybody else.
Yeah, I don't jump into the prop market as much as some others do. I know Costos loves it. We'll have Nick on this Friday as well. Nick Costos, big friend of the show here, BT and Sal. But if you're a prop player, I mean, yeah, and you don't think the Commanders can win, you got to think Jayden Daniels is going to do something good against that defense, to your point, which is banged up, even though that defense did shut down Sam Darnold on the Vikings last Sunday. Either way, that could be a pretty good game. My second one here is, you know, not exactly breaking news here because I kind of said it yesterday, but it's over in Pittsburgh for Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's never going to win another Super Bowl there. It's just not. He hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. I would look to trade him. I know he's got a no trade, but I'd be open to people if they call me. And how could you not call the Steelers about Mike Tomlin? I would do that. I mean, there's been three times in the last five playoff games or so where they've given up 40-plus points. And now you see a consistent theme, and I said this to Sal, I gave you the scores yesterday, like they're always down 28-0, 21-0, 31-7. It's non-competitive. Like they're not even ready to play playoff games. So I've got profound respect for Tomlin. I think he's great, but it's over in that city with that team for him.
The third thing for me was the Rams' performance last night. See, there's a theme here. Teams maybe that were going in that maybe we didn't look at as legitimate going into wild card round, but showed to have a great performance in wild card round to where I think that they could be live coming up in this divisional round. And man, the Rams looked really good, and maybe they're rallying around the city. Who knows? But BT, I mean, they have the offense, they have the proven quarterback, they have the proven head coach and his scheme and all that. And they've got a tough defense as well. Now, again, on the road in Philadelphia, it's going to be difficult. I think they're going to put up a better battle than the Packers did from the wild card round, but the Rams' impressive performance last night dominating that game. I don't even think the score did it justice. It was, what, 18-point differential. I think the Rams dominated that game, and maybe they could be a team that could be dangerous in the NFC.
I'm watching the game, and I would know about Stafford. Obviously, we know they're incredibly well-coached. We know that they can run the ball. We know that they got some good concepts. And then I'm saying, oh, yeah, where's Cooper Kupp? I haven't even heard from Cooper Kupp yet. Boom, 22-yard back shoulder throw right down the sideline. Like, they're just really, really good. And they're really hot at the right time, too. I don't think that that's nuts. And Rams fans made it out to Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, there was actually a pretty good contingent. Like, they were loud. The final one for me, I think Bo Nix is going to be special. Not good. He's already good. Like, he's already competent. I think Bo Nix is going to be special. Getting with Sean Payton. And they can run it as well. They got a couple of good receivers. Cortland Sutton, some others. Like, he got drafted into the right situation, unlike many in our town who've been the opposite. You know, but he is poised. He's pretty fast. He's got a good arm. And that game, forget about the 31-7 final. I said this to Sal as soon as we came in yesterday. Like, that game could have been very, very different. Not that they were going to win, but that very easily could have been a 3-4, 7-point game where the Bills win a squeaker. They score the first one on the 40-yard bomb. They had the fake punt that didn't work, but they still had him by surprise. And I thought Bo Nix's numbers could have been so much better. If you watched the game and didn't just get the score, there were two, and I really think there was a third play where you're talking 22, 25-yard plays, they dropped the ball. And not like on first down, like critical, you know, pivotal points of the game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
So I love Bo Nix. Love him.
Which hurt their time of possession,
yep.
Which hurt their chances to win the game. I'm with you. And it just goes to show you, you don't need the top pick. What you need is a smart coach who knows what he's looking for and can identify it in one of the top prospects.
Yeah.
He found that in Bo Nix. A lot of other teams passed on Bo Nix. Didn't believe he was legit. We heard about the talk going in. Sean Payton said, no, you know what? I believe in this guy. Running one of the more complicated offenses that there is with Sean Payton. They talked about that, I think, on the pregame show on Sunday, how difficult that offense is, the verbiage and all that stuff that they use. And Bo Nix has thrived in it in his rookie season. I'm with you. It just shows you, BT, that special head coach and quarterback combination. Hey, could have been Brian Daboll. Whether it's Bo Nix, whether it's Penix, whatever. In this particular case, we're talking about Bo Nix. But the Giants could have had a quarterback if Brian Daboll is smart enough to identify and then develop him the way that Sean Payton was.
I got two quick ones for you. The first one's going to probably be real quick because I think I already know your answer. And it's, for me, it's different than Darnold. So we talk about these ex-Jet quarterbacks, you know, rising, right? Now, I mean, if your team, and not the Giants, because Zach Wilson's just not meant to be here, and obviously not the Jets. If you're a team that needs a quarterback, and there's going to be 7, 8, 9 teams that do, you know, I mean, we know Zach could throw it. He's a pretty good athlete. A year with Peyton in a laboratory, you kick the tires on Zach next year somewhere.
And then have
Raiders,
him,
whatever.
Yeah, and then have him
compete or something.
Be the next Baker, Sam.
What do you think?
Gino.
Can't do it. Can't see it.
I don't think so. I mean, give me the team. Give me the right team.
All right, hold on. Let me just pull up the stand one.
Give me the right head coach.
Let me see. Hold on.
And the right team. Like Vegas, no.
Well, it depends who's hired in Vegas. If it's Brady,
say
if it's Brady or somebody like that, an offensive mind, why not?
I still think he needs more seasoning.
Okay.
A year to develop, yes. I would feel comfortable one more year and actually watching him take the
field.
Like
play a little?
Yeah,
I got you. Like Darnold. Darnold wasn't 1 year. He sat for a little bit.
Yeah, he went to Carolina.
Yes, he did.
With
Baker. Baker was there, too. All right, so let me see what teams make sense. What about the Steelers as a backup?
As a backup, sure. As a starter is a different story. Backup,
okay.
I think it's worthy. And if I'm him, I'm just staying there in Denver with Sean Payton and learning as much as I possibly can in the next year or two.
Browns. I mean, Deshaun's, he's cooked.
If I'm the Browns, I'd at least inquire, maybe, but... what do you think would happen if Zach Wilson went to the Browns? He'd be a disaster.
What about the Colts? Indoors?
Maybe a little bit better.
Okay.
I don't know. It's hard to say, BT, because we haven't seen him play.
I know.
And when we did see him play, he sucked.
I know. I hear you.
But yes, I like the thought process behind it where, look, I mean, if you can't draft a quarterback, well, why not take one that was once highly touted and selected high and maybe has learned? I put it this way. I guarantee you Zach Wilson is better today than he was before he joined the Broncos.
When he was carrying Mike White's towel.
Yeah.
All right, so this was the other question, real fast. Don't even think. I'm going to give you the spread. Give me your first inclination. I know it could change.
Yeah.
All right? Chiefs -8, Texans. What do you got?
Texans.
Okay. Detroit -9, Commanders, Lions. What do you got?
I think it's too many points, Commanders.
I probably agree with that.
I see it on the app at 10 right now.
All right, well, either way, I'm on a different one here.
Which is crazy,
That's
though.
Even more so, yeah. I've got Philly -6 at home to the Rams.
Probably Philly.
Mm-mm, okay. Baltimore -1 on the road up in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
That is a tough one. That's the best game.
I will say this, and I'm glad you brought it up because I was going to do the same thing. I think we're getting not only good games this weekend, I think we're going to see some upsets.
Well, that'd be nice after a weekend of complete. I feel like I was watching a game games in August.
I know.
It was so uninspiring.
I feel like one of the big three are going down.
Okay.
Meaning
Philly,
Chiefs, Lions, or Philly. One of those three, I feel like.
Well, you got to put a fourth because either the Ravens or the Bills are going to be out.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, that's
true.
That's one of those teams who can get there as well.
But the other ones are pretty big underdogs, yep, is the point. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm looking forward to it, man. This weekend's going to be great.
Wild, you got your boys weekend coming in. You got a little they party are going on this weekend.
Well, take a guess where we're going to go Saturday night.
Saturday night. Okay, let me guess. Is that where, the wing place?
No.
Okay, Saturday night. You're staying in Jersey. I'm staying in Jersey. Were you going to go to Rails?
Come on, dude.
Are you?
Of course, yeah.
Ooh, to watch the games.
Yeah, well, I told Frank, I said, can we watch the games? He said, yes, there's an area upstairs. It's a high top. I'm like, okay, yeah, high top, what do I care?
Uh-huh.
He gave us the food, we order food, whatever, watch the game, so we're good to go. As long as you can watch the game.
This is Saturday?
Saturday night. So for the Lions and Commanders,
I was gonna say, I would roll by. I got the St. John's
Seton Hall
game. Hey, Frank, to be fair, we'll take that Tomahawk medium and a TV right by our table. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, we're good to go. A little red wine.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, it's near the house.
Uber that night.
But yes, so usually we get together. Last year was championship weekend, but we find a way. My friends come in from out of town. We get together, or I travel to them, whatever.
Nice.
This to me is the best weekend in sports.
That's,
I expect
fun
it to be a big game. Big games this weekend. All right, the road to New Orleans on the Fan, sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365 and is powered by Verizon. We'll come back, finish up with your calls at 888-808-1019.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.